News Talk 1620 WTAW, our Monday update from United Way of the Brazos Valley. Allison Prince on hand with a guest.
Kind of guest. She's now resident to us. She's our new employee, one of our new employees. We had a staff change here right at the beginning of the new year. It was a little bit unexpected, but we had just perfect timing of things that our new vice president of community impact was ready to go, and is a familiar face to United Way. So I have with her with me today, I have Peggy Goss. She's our new vice president community impact with us. She has been a volunteer with United Way for several years, for I think 3 or 4 years. She's been a loaned executive helping raise money. So to companies around town, you might recognize her from coming out and visiting with you about campaigns and things like that. But she also worked with Kelly Services before, so she's been interfacing with a lot of businesses in our community for a long time, offering employment services and employment placement services and things like that. But then most recently, she was also one of our grant review volunteers. So she got a really great perspective to be able to see both the fundraising side of our work as well as the investment side of our work as a volunteer. And then she expressed an interest a few months ago in a position. It wasn't quite the right time for it. And then this position became vacant and she jumped at the opportunity, and we're really excited to have her.
You couldn't ask for a better resume in that respect with all the background.
Absolutely. Yeah. She was just a really, even the board that met with her, the board members that got to meet with her and others that have heard, they just said she was perfect for the position. It's kind of a fantasy situation for us that to have someone that's been a volunteer for us now to get to come on the team and be a part of really getting their hands dirty in the work and working with volunteers in a different way.
Peggy, no pressure.
I know. That's pretty hard to follow. I'm just excited to be here. I think United Way is just a fantastic organization, and I can't be happier to be a part of what we're trying to do and the work that we do in this community. So it's been a wonderful 5 weeks so far.
So what's the position about for those who aren't familiar?
Well, the Vice President of Community Impact, I have my hands in a lot of things. So the main thing that I do is I focus on our community impact grants. So I have a process where I kind of help our organizations in town that are helping in different regards decide what, which fit our model best and help promote our goals. So basically, we're just moving that forward, and I'm responsible for the grant process and getting those in and also applying for grants for ourselves as well.
And again, reinforcing what Allison said about your prior experience as a volunteer in a couple of different ways, you're able to really kind of turn that over then.
Yeah, definitely. Being a part of the process, I've seen it from the back end and what we ask our volunteers to do in terms of evaluating each of the agencies that do apply. So now I just kind of start the process and work people through it. So it's going to be exciting. The other thing that this position does is I oversee the 211 call center. So basically it's an information and referral line that's 24/7. We just had our 211 day event, so we are excited for that, but we're trying to get the word out that we're here for people to call for if they need food or shelter, utility rent assistance, childcare needs. So we do a whole host of things, mental health services. We want to make sure people know that our call center is out there and that we're here to help them. It's a free service, and we can give them referrals to partners in the community. So,
in fact, Allison and I visited about that a couple of weeks ago, and I'll just have you revisit in the respect that not only are you always inviting people to call in who are needing services, but a reminder that those who offer services are invited to let you know that their services are available.
Absolutely. They just need to give us a call and we'll add them to our database so when people call that they know that they're available as well.
And how do they go about doing that?
And they can reach out to me at the United Way. Again, I'm Peggy. So and we'll get them started to fill out a couple of pieces of paper and let us know what their services provide.
And as part of my ongoing crusade, it is not just United Way of the Brazos County, it is United Way of the Brazos Valley. So
Seven counties.
The geography.
Yes, definitely. We have Leon, Madison, Grimes, Washington, Brazos, Burleson.
You just went out. Robertson. There, I was going to say, you went out of order. I go alphabetical. So anybody does it outside of alphabetical, I lose it. So, sorry. Robertson County.
Okay, no,
or the easy way to say it is Brazos County, the 6 counties that touch it.
Easy
way to say it. It covers your bases. That
makes sense.
So Peggy offers a really important component to our work in that when we were kind of visiting about talking about this, I said, this is really our stewardship. This is how we take the dollars that people have donated to us, and we are good stewards with it. And we're making sure that we have the right people at the table, the right organizations at the table, the right issues being talked about that our community identifies as our greatest needs. And Peggy oversees all of that work. So it is a pretty broad position. That's why I needed someone incredibly capable like Peggy to take it on, because it does. It oversees our community impact grants. It oversees our investment work around 211, Youth Leadership Cabinet, Volunteer Brazos Valley, and the Financial Stability Innovation Fund. So it's a lot of different moving parts that all come together. And something that Peggy's going to be working on specifically in the next quarter, over this next quarter, is revamping or reconvening what we used to have was our individual action committees of education, financial stability, and health. But we're revamping that as part of our community impact work as one team, but with a monthly focus. So making sure that they're all connected, because what we were finding was education was working in one area, health was working in another, and financial stability in another, and they weren't crossing over to each other and working together. So this is a way for us to have everybody at the table and take a focus each month. But I have a feeling that while one month might be an education focus, we're going to dabble that conversation in financial stability and health as they're all interconnected. So Peggy's reaching out to individuals to serve on each of those panels, on each of those action teams. So if anyone has an active interest in one or more of those areas, you can also reach out to Peggy as well, and be a part of that committee. It should be a really interesting team as we kind of, it's all about making sure that we're achieving our bold goals.
And again, y'all focus on the word impact, and this certainly applies in respect, because you stress several areas, but there's going to be that impact on the other areas while you're focusing on one.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that was even, we've played with the grant applications a few different ways previously, where you had to identify you were either an education, a financial stability, or a health organization. And we had so many of our partners that would say, but wait, what I do with this program dabbles in multiples. And so are you saying I can't be recognized for my work in those other areas? And so we took that away and we just said, select an outcome, and you can have outcomes across multiple. And so it's always kind of a little bit of a massaging experience of trying to figure out what works best. How do we best recognize our partners for the work that they're doing, that the work that we're achieving together? How do we work collaboratively? Because these issues don't happen in a silo. They're absolutely interconnected. And so it's just bringing, I think that's a big part of the first step, which is bringing everybody back together to start talking about what we need to do to achieve our goals. Last year we identified those goals. Last year we funded around it. And now it's just to make sure that we're keeping up with those goals to achieve those by 2020.
So while all that's going on, you still have a campaign.
Absolutely. Campaign's still going. We'll be out at NOV this week down in National Oilwell Varco, down in Navasota, both at Grant Pride Co. and at Tuboscope. So we still have a lot of campaigns that are going on. We're happy to fit you in if you're still interested in having a workplace campaign or even something non-traditional. If a workplace campaign doesn't fit your organization, we'd love to come out and talk with you about a corporate gift or just an individual fundraiser or something like that. We'd love to visit with you all about that, because campaign doesn't end until the end of April, I believe, is when we'll cut it off. So there's still plenty of time to give and be a part of this work. And it's all about raising funds so then we can turn around and impact the community and put it into our community impact department and to invest in our community. It's not just about the money raised. It's about what we do with that money raised, and we can't do it alone.
How do they contact you?
Of course, they can always call our office at 979-696-4483. Peggy's a specific extension if you're wanting to talk with her about anything in particular is extension 113. Or you can always visit our website at uwbv.org.
And that's our update this week from United Way of the Brazos Valley on News Talk 1620 WTAW.